הנה טובו מעניי, שבת אחים גם יחד. הנה מה טוב, הנה מה טוב, לילה 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 לילה.
Welcome to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin Solomon, Senior Rabbi of Congregation Beth Hillel in Roswell, Georgia. Beth Hillel is one of the largest Messianic Jewish synagogues in the world and provides a place where Jewish people can find the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus in Hebrew, and retain their Jewishness. It's also where Gentiles worship and embrace the roots of the faith in drawing closer to God. Click the link in the description to support this ministry or to view our YouTube channel. Let's join Rabbi Kevin now as he shares this word from Scripture.
We're continuing in the series based on some of the sayings of our founding rabbi, Robert Solomon. The series called The Wisdom of Solomon. Got one today that certainly my old-timers will, like myself, will remember. You know, it's interesting to think about. Sometimes I watch on YouTube these videos of marriage proposals. You guys have seen some of these before, right? Why are marriage proposals so fun to watch? They just are. Marriage proposals are fun to watch. They just are. If you look online, you can watch marriage proposal after marriage proposal, and right when you want to kind of swipe away from it or click out of it, it's like the next one starts, and you're like, okay, I got to watch this one. You know, marriage proposals, if you happen to get onto them, you're going to watch them for a little while. But why? You know, what makes us want to watch marriage proposals, or what makes them interesting, even if you don't like watch them? I mean, obviously it's not something you do on a regular basis, but why is it interesting and entertaining and attractive to watch a marriage proposal, you know? And honestly, one of the biggest reasons, aside from, listen, yes, first I will give some of you who are troubled just like to watch when they drop the ring in the lake, okay? And it's like, you know, that's, you know, you're, come on, be nice, people. Okay, I watched that one too. Okay. Okay, there's that. But aside from that, aside from the mistakes of a marriage proposal, one of the biggest reasons that we like watching a marriage proposal is that we delight in seeing the bride-to-be's reaction. It's absolutely amazing and entertaining, and is just kind of beautiful to see. But what reaction delights us the most? The reaction that delights us the most is when there's unbridled joy. Man, when that bride is just so excited and she freaks out, and you can just see it, right? You know, you see that excited reaction, oftentimes surprised. You know, a lot of times it's a surprise. It can't help but make you happy to watch it, even if you don't know the people, right? It's just, there's something about it that you watch a marriage proposal and you see how excited and it just makes you happy. It just makes you happy. You know, but how is it? How is it when you're watching these proposals, though, how is it that you know that the person being proposed to is pleased? How do you know that woman who's being proposed to is pleased? Because you can see it written all over her physical reaction. Right? I mean, sometimes they'll jump up and down, you know, I mean, it's like the reactions, you can't mistake that they're happy to be asked to marry them. You can't help but tell by their physical reaction. You can tell that they are just absolutely full of joy. It's written all over them. And it's pretty exciting to watch. Really is. Proverbs chapter 15, please. Proverbs 15. In the Tanakh, Bavakasha, the book of Proverbs chapter 15. Well, you know what? This is related to something we find in Scripture. Proverbs 15, verse 13, Proverbs 15:13 says, a joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. Man, what a great scripture. I absolutely love that. When you have a joyful heart, your face should be cheerful, right? A joyful heart makes the face cheerful. I mean, let's face it. If you really think about it, it would probably be of a little bit of a concern if the guy gets down on one knee, you know, and says, "Hey, honey, will you marry me?" And he opens the box. There's the ring. and her reaction is, "Yes." No, something's wrong if her reaction is yes. That'd be a real Debbie Downer. No question. No offense to Debbie's. And I can tell you, would not get a lot of hits on YouTube, that video. Why? Because it's not believable. It's just not believable. People would know that it was staged. They'd say, "Oh, come on, that's staged." Because anybody who's asked to marry them, who's going to say yes, is going to have some excitement within them that is going to be seen in their physical countenance. They're not just going to say, "Yes, I will marry you." You know, I mean, it's hard for me to even fake it. It's just so absurd. It really is absurd. Because when somebody experiences that kind of joy in their life, it simply has to be expressed physically. It really does. And that's consistent with the scripture. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful. Very interesting. I recall when I proposed to Rebbitson. Okay, this is a story I don't think I've told a lot of people, but not from the Bima. I remember when I proposed to Rebbitson, and it was unexpected, and I took her on the edge of a beautiful gorge at sunset. It was a beautiful scene, right? And I remember that I was there at the, and it was sunset, and, you know, it was like the orchestral music was like crescendoing, you know, I'm making that part up. But anyway, you know, and so then I got down on one knee. "Okay, will you marry me?" And I opened the box. And I am telling you what, she was so, it was unexpected. She was so excited. She started jumping up and down. She really didn't say anything. She was just all excited. And so I'm kind of, you know, waiting there thinking, you certainly looks like yes. But I would just love for you to, I'm thinking in my head, but I would just love for you to get the word out of your mouth. Yes. You know, it's a, I'm still on a knee here. I'm at the gorge, you know, and my knee is starting to hurt. It's digging into the dirt and the rocks and stuff. And I'm like, and she's jumping up and down. And then she's just so excited that, and I've never seen this before. I wish we had it on video. She's so excited. And she's like, oh, and then she sits down on my knee. She like can't stand for a second. She sits down on my knee, and I'm thinking, okay, first is that a yes? Secondly, my knee, really, this other knee really needs to stand at this point because it's digging into the gravel. There's gravel underneath my knee, and she's sitting on the other knee. It was really funny. Thankfully, yes, she said yes, okay? But there was no mistake as to her reaction. No mistake, right? You could see it all over her face, all over her body, and she was very excited. You could see it. 1 Peter chapter 1, please. So, So follow me on this, my friends. A great joy is often visible to others, right? Yes, that's correct, right? Now let's examine what Peter says about Messiah. 1 Peter chapter 1, please. Verse 8. It says, about Messiah, listen to this. Peter tells us, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you don't see him now, you trust him and are filled with a joy that is glorious beyond words, receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Oh, amen and amen. See, friends, if you've put your trust in Messiah Yeshua, then you should, and most of you in this room have, most of you watching online have. If you haven't, I'm going to give you an opportunity at the end of the service. But if you have put your trust in Messiah Yeshua, and think about this, this is not a distant message, this is very practical. If you have put your trust in Messiah Yeshua, then you should be filled with a joy that is glorious beyond words. Think about that for just a minute. Other translations say an unspeakable joy. That's what you should have. You know, how do you picture that? I mean, I picture that image as something like this. It's an unspeakable joy, so much that you can't even talk. But that kind of a joy is such that the expression that we should have thinking when we think about that joy that we have in the Messiah Yeshua is overwhelming. It's something that if you were, you know, a football field away and looked at someone on the other side of the football field, you could tell that they had great joy from that far away. Unspeakable joy. Very, very interesting. Beloved, as believers, the joy we have in our hearts should be such that people notice. People should notice the joy that we have in our hearts. I mean, let's face it, in the scriptures, people of faith are called the bride of Messiah. You know, we've had our proposal by our groom. You know, in our daily lives, there should be something about us that others notice. I'm talking about in your day-to-day life. If somebody spends even a little time with you, there should be something different about you that people notice. I'm not even talking about our words. I'm saying that if someone records you and it's played back with no sound, somebody should be able to determine that there is something different about you relative to those with no hope. You should look at that video, mute it, and say, look at all these people. Wow, and if there's something different about that person. It should be that noticeable in our lives, not in a phony way, but because we know the joy of our salvation. Amen. Psalm 34, Bavakasha. It's very interesting, two verses that are connected here. Sometimes people just know the first half. Psalm 34, verse 5, Bavakasha, please. It says, I sought Adonai, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They who looked to him were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. How interesting here. So I ask you today, are you radiant? Are you radiant? Can someone simply look at you and see that the Spirit of the living God resides within you? Also, it's interesting, something that, as I was meditating on this passage, something that stood out to me that I really hadn't seen before. Notice here that King David isn't saying that his face is bright only when he is on top of the mountain. See, a lot of people, it's easy to for your countenance to be bright when you're on top of the mountain. When you get the big raise, when you get the big promotion, when she says yes to your proposal, when you say yes to the dress, when something happens wonderful in your life, when you're healed of something, it's easy for people to be able to tell. Of course, that just makes sense. But if you notice this passage, King David said that he had been in fear. That's what we read, verse 5. He had been in fear. Then he sought the Lord, who delivered him from his fear, and simply looking to God makes one radiant and even affects one's face. Even affects one's face. See, it wasn't that he was on a mountaintop. And understand, friends, I'm not saying to be phony. Hear me on this. I'm not saying to be phony. But I am saying that even in the valley, God will restore your soul. Even in the valley. Notice, my friends, that when God restores your soul in the valley, it doesn't mean that you are out of the valley. You may still be in a valley of difficult season in your life, but even whilst in the valley, he will restore your soul. But you can even be in a valley and be radiant with your face not ashamed. Why? Why can you see? That's what's different about us. Listen, we're similar to people in the world who are smiling and excited and happy, and you can see it all over them when they get a big bonus and you get a big bonus. You could probably see some similarities in the physical reaction between believers and non-believers at that moment. But the dividing line is that when you're in the valley, when you're in the valley, you can still have a radiant face. Why? Because of the hope and trust that we have in our God. Do you see how this is supposed to work? That's how it's supposed to work, my friends. But many people who are believers walk around glumly all the time. They're always so glum. I call it a spirit of Eeyore. Head down, sullen and sad looking. And whenever anyone asks them, "Hey man, how you doing?" Well, not so good. My dog left. My wife is mad at me. I got a flat tire. And my spleen hurts. Oh, jeez. Wow. Sounds like a country music song to me. But honestly, think about it for a second. Why would anyone else want some of that? Why would anyone else say, "Wow, man, I want some of that. Woo, boy, yeah. That is what I've been looking for. That's what I've been missing in my life. That's the hole in my life that I needed to fill with that kind of attitude." Says exactly nobody, right? Yes, Did I tell you that I love the Lord? He's been very, very good to me. Oh, come on, man. Somebody resurrect the dead here. Come on now. Seriously, man. Whew. If that's what being around your God means, then I think I'll stick with my own problems. You know, that's a lot of people, though, right? They're just absolutely mm-mm-mm. Now, again, please understand me. I'm not saying to be phony. It's not about phoniness. That's not the point. If you really understand the message, it's something that is deeper than that, really. Sometimes we're hurting. I get that. I'm not saying that we can't hurt or express it sometimes. And God gets that. And I'm not saying to go around always pretending to be good when you're not good. That's not what I'm saying. But the question is, what is your physical state 90% of the time? What is your physical state 90%? What physically do you present 90% of the time, even 80% of the time? Can people see the Lord all over you or not? How can we share with others the joy we have in our lives if no one else can ever see it? How can we share the joy that we've got if no one else ever sees the joy? Hello. You know, if you were talking about, and if you felt inside that you had all that joy, the joy of the Lord, which we'll talk about more because it's a fruit of the Spirit. If you feel like, yes, I have that joy unspeakable, I can't even talk. I'm so excited and happy and joyful because of what Messiah has done for me. And yet when people look at you and you're all kind of glum like that, you know, you'd be like that woman who says, yes, I'll marry you. Huh? No one would believe it. No one would believe that you have real joy in your life. They would think like it's an act, if you will. It would seem like a fake at best. Do you understand the point here? Psalm 126. When the children of Israel were restored from captivity, you know, they were brought captive. And when they were restored from captivity, listen to their reaction. So interesting. Psalm 126, verse 1. A song of ascents. When Adonai restored the captives of Zion, it was as if we were dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with a song of joy. Then they said among the nations, Adonai has done great things for them. Do you see this, beloved? Do you see this? That when God does something for you, others should be able to tell. So many people are depressed in the world today. It's a pandemic. It's not COVID, but depression is a pandemic right now. But some of it is because people do not have the Lord in their lives. Or to be even more specific, some people do not focus on the blessing of having the Lord in their lives. What are you listening to? What are you hearing? Are you looking more at the problem or are you looking at the solution? He's the solution. If you have the Lord in your heart, you should have joy. Simcha. You should have joy. Simcha, it's a fruit of the Spirit. If you have the Lord in your life, there should be some joy in there. And some of you, I'm sure, maybe some of you watching or listening on the podcast, some of you are going through it. I get that. You can be going through it and have joy at the same time. And you should have joy more and more and more as you grow in your walk. See, you should have that joy in your heart, which is a fruit of the Spirit, even if you're hurting or going through it, because you know. You know. Acts chapter 3. Do you know what God has done for you and will do for you? Peter and John were going to the temple in Acts chapter 3. By the way, this was after Yeshua's death, resurrection, and ascension. Peter and John were going to the temple. What? Oh, I thought that didn't matter anymore. Oh, wow. Ooh, scandalous. This is in the New Covenant, the book of Acts. Oh, they were going to the temple. They were passing a man at that time who had been lame from birth, and he was asking for money. And they were passing this guy lame from birth, asking for money. And at one point, Peter and John's eyes connected with this guy who's asking for money. Acts 3, verse 6. But Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach HaNatzrati of Nazareth, get up and walk." Then grabbing him by the right hand, he raised up, and immediately the man's feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began walking, and he went with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Ooh, can somebody say amen? Yeah. See, beloved, I want you to notice is that when he had his healing, he didn't just walk. He didn't just walk. He went jumping. He went leaping and praising God. I'm going to tell you something. It was evident to anyone around him. You got to know that. Who knows? This dude was just going. It was like, woo, man, it had to be something. It makes some of these wild churches look tame compared to what this guy probably did. He was jumping all over there. They were probably going, "What in the world? Oh, man, something's happened to that guy." Hold on. Was that the guy who was lame? Was that the guy who was lame from birth? Whoa. What happened? Whoa. Something happened. You know, people had to be freaking out around him. Oh, my goodness. We have to understand, friends, that God has healed all of us from our disability. Because all of us are disabled. The Lord has healed us all from, why? Because he has saved us. He has saved us. So if we truly love God, then people around us should not help but be able to notice. Like this dude who is walking and leaping and jumping and praising God. Friends, we've been delivered. But all too often, we're not walking and leaping and praising God. I'm not saying do that right now, though. Please stay seated because I'm in the middle of my message. You know, it's on YouTube. But you know what I'm saying? Symbolically, there should be that excitement, that joy within us that people can see. They you don't even hardly have to talk to you. There's something different. There should be, at least much of the time, some kind of physical manifestation of your spiritual joy. Let's look at Proverbs 15 as we prepare to close. Because here's the cool thing. Here's the cool thing. Man, this is just wild. I love this. It works both ways. It works both ways. Proverbs 15, verse 30 says this: "Bright eyes brings joy to the heart. Good news gives health to the bones." It's very interesting. I did some digging on this verse. The NIV translation says the bright eyes of a messenger, but that's an incorrect translation. The Hebrew here does not say this. Me'or anayim yisimach lev. It simply says, as we read in the TLV, bright eyes bring joy to the heart. Bright eyes bring joy to the heart. So within this, I want you to think about this for just a minute, because we've gotten a couple different sides on this. This is kind of a cool thing. We see within this that yes, as we read earlier, joy inside your heart makes your face cheerful, right? That's what it says. We read that earlier. But also, if we smile with bright eyes, it will bring joy to our hearts. How very interesting is that? Wow, that's just totally cool. Pretty amazing, really. Sometimes we need to be intentional about being bright-eyed. Not bushy-tailed. I don't know what that means exactly. That's where that comes from, though. Sometimes we need to be intentional. You know what bright-eyed is. You can't be bright-eyed without doing this. Sometimes we got to be intentional about being bright-eyed. It's interesting. It's kind of like a little bit about what came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the smile or the joy? Here's the answer. Yes! That's the answer. Yes! They are connected. They're connected and they feed on each other. We see in the scripture, right? A joyful heart brings your countenance up, and bright eyes gladdens and gives joy to the heart. Sometimes we have to choose. Which finally gets to what Rabbi Robert used to say, my quote from him years ago. He said, when he used to preach, he said, years ago, I saw a bumper sticker down in Clayton County. Why did he always say it was in Clayton County? I have no idea. That's what he always said. And the bumper sticker simply said, improve your face value, smile. You remember that, Terry. Bobby, you remember that. Improve your face value, smile. He said that he couldn't help but smile when he read that bumper sticker. And brothers and sisters, that is what we need to do, especially as believers. We should improve our face value and smile. You would be surprised at the reaction that you sometimes get from people. What are you smiling about? I'm so glad you asked. Because I have joy that's unspeakable, full of glory. Something's happened in my life. Oh, what's happened in your life? Well, I have a relationship with God. Oh, wow, is this new? Well, yeah, like 30, 40 years ago. I'm so excited about it. I can't even tell you. I'm more excited now about it than I've ever been. You okay? Oh, I'm better than okay. Yeah, it's okay, man. And they'll wonder about you, and you might get a few looks along the way. So what? So what? Smile. It's something small that you can do that says that something that's going on inside. And by the way, even if you're going through it, if you intentionally smile, it's going to impact that which is inside of you. Have you ever noticed it's hard to yell at somebody while you're smiling? Have you ever noticed it's hard to really be angry about something while you're smiling? It's hard. Man, you got to like contort yourself like a pretzel to make that happen. And that'll do bad thing to your digestion. Don't try it. Take that smile. Improve that face. Smile. Oh, Lord. I know I've got this going on. I know it's hard. I'm not diminishing that this is difficult. I'm not pretending. but God, I know it awaits me. And I know you've got me in your hands. I know you're going to take care of things, God. I don't understand this. I don't understand where I'm at, what's happened. I don't understand this situation. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I've prayed about it. I don't feel like I've gotten the answer I wanted. But God, your ways are way higher than my ways. Lord, I trust in you. God, I know what's going to happen forever. Covering the point is, as believers, there should be joy in our hearts that's beyond words. Whatever it is that you're going through, I mean even the hard stuff, what is it compared to eternity with the Lord in heaven? Whatever it is that we could possibly go through, what is it compared to eternity with God in heaven? Wow, can you imagine in 756,000 years from now, when we look back at our momentary troubles, I wouldn't think we'd even remember them at that point. It will seem so incredibly, the worst that we go through in this life, eternity. Friends, I'm not intending to minimize our pain. The pain is real. But if the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, is residing within us, there should be something different about us that is easy to notice, even with the volume muted. So you got to examine yourself and answer this question. Is this you? If not, you can change and make it be. The title of my message is Smile. Let's bow our heads. I want to ask if there's anybody who's here today who's never said a prayer to receive Yeshua into your heart. If that's you and you've never given your life to God, but you'd like to today, wherever you are, just lift your hand and we'll have a simple prayer. If you want to turn your life over to God, you say, man, I've been going through stuff and I've just had no hope. The Lord will give you hope. Anybody who's not given their life to the Lord but wants to, just wave your hand to me. We'll pray together. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're watching online or listening in the podcast, and that's you. If so, say the simple prayer. Say, dear God, I humble myself before you. I ask Yeshua into my heart. Believe he's risen again, sitting at your right hand. Please forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry. I'll live the rest of my days for you. Thank you, God. In Yeshua's name. If you said that prayer for the first time, if you're here, see me after the service, watching online, please send us an email. We want to rejoice with you. Lord, I pray against a spirit of Eeyore. I pray against believers who are gloomy and always with a sullen face. God, I pray that our outward expression could reveal the joy that is within our hearts. And God, if there is not that joy within our hearts, then I pray for that fruit of the Spirit of joy. God, bring joy. And Lord, I really think that some people, Lord, we just need to put our focus in the right area, focusing on your great eternal gift to us and your love for us. It's not that we don't have problems, but when we focus on you, it will increase our joy, even if we're in a valley. And Lord, then that will be expressed in our face. God, let our congregation, which is already, I think, an upbeat congregation and a positive congregation, Lord, let us smile even more. God, because of the joy that is within our hearts, and whenever we need some joy in our hearts, Lord, let us smile. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you for our service, for the gift you've given us, Lord. We bless you for all these things. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin. Please like, subscribe, and share this link with a friend. We would be grateful to receive your tax-deductible gift to further the good news of Messiah Yeshua. To make a contribution, please click on the PayPal link in the description. Also, to view our regular services, click the link in the description for our YouTube channel. If you would like more information about Yeshua the Messiah or how you can become part of our Beth Hillel family, please visit our website at www.bethhillel.org. That's BETHHALLEL.org. Or call 770-641-3000. If you are in the Metro Atlanta area, please visit us for an Arab Shabbat service, Friday nights at 8 o'clock, or Shabbat services, Saturday mornings at 11. God bless and Shalom.